Christmas is the season of stuff that did not happen. Just think about the stories we tell and the movies we see around the Christmas season. So much of it is fictional, isn't it? Like there's Frosty, the magical snowman. There's this bullied reindeer who teaches us that everyone really has a place in this world. There's the elf on the shelf who inspires and terrifies children and exhausts parents who are Googling ideas when the children are sleeping. I'm not mad about it. I'm not a Grinch when it comes to Christmas, but I've noticed that so much of the season, the Hallmark movies, is about emotion. These stories that we tell just to get to the heart and to have a moment. And I'm not against emotion, but here's the thing. Our feelings are fickle, and they don't last. And Christmas comes and goes, and then you go back to the facts. You go back to reality. But that's why I love the Christian version of Christmas. Because if you would read the Gospel of Luke, which has the longest version of the Christmas story in the Bible, you would find out that feelings are definitely not the focus. I mean, modern people, we want to know, like, what was Mary thinking when she was traveling from her home 90 miles while 8 months pregnant? We want to know about Joseph, who can't find a place to stay to deliver a child. And now here he is, a carpenter with calloused hands, delivering this baby. What is he feeling? And you know what the Bible doesn't say? Because Luke's gospel isn't really focused on the feeling, it's focused on the facts. In fact, when Luke originally wrote in the Greek language in the first century, the very first word that he starts the Christmas story with is, it happened. One word in the Greek language, it happened. And Luke actually repeats that word 5 times. It happened, it happened, it happened, it happened. So why is Dr. Luke so fixated on the facts? Well, because he wants you to be certain of the Christmas story. Listen to what Luke chapter 1 says. Luke's writing to a man named Theophilus, and he says, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. See, Luke didn't want this friend of his, he doesn't want you just to have some feeling that's fickle and disappears. He wants you to have certainty, like something rock solid that you can put your heart and all of your life upon. And that's such good news for all of us, isn't it? Because whether it's the Christmas season or Valentine's Day or Midsummer, we don't just have like fictional issues. There's real stuff that we deal with. And there might be real drama at your workplace. There might be real division in your family. There might be a real disease in your body, a real death that you're really facing. Maybe there's real guilt and real shame that you're feeling because of a real sin that you committed not once and not twice, but dozens, hundreds of times. And that's why I love the Christian Christmas. Because Luke is telling us that it happened. There is a real Savior who was really born, and he really grew up and really died on a cross. He really rose from the dead so that God could look at you and he could really say this, I forgive you. That he could really smile and promise, I'm not mad at you. And so Frosty comes and goes, and we hear the tale of Rudolph, and we put the elf on the shelf and then back in the box. But here's what lasts. It happened. Christmas happened, and that's really good news. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for actually coming into this world. Thank you for your real birth and real life and real death, because it gives us real hope. I pray during this Christmas season, when we see all the symbols and the signs and we hear the stories, that we would look at you in the manger and we would just remember in the quietness of our hearts that that actually happened, and therefore there's real good news for people like us. Fill us with joy this Christmas and peace, and let that joy and peace last long after the season is done. We pray it in your name. Amen.